Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome in to the Loretta McNary Show. I'm so glad that you all are listening in. Loretta McNary Live Radio Show is live. It is happening now. This is not a pre-recorded show. We always try to do our shows live, especially when we have phenomenal guests like today. And our guest is so amazing. We're going to have like three shows going on within the show because I really want to talk about her own personal entrepreneur aspirations and her line of natural hair care products that are seen on HSN and will be available in New York City's Whole Foods. You've seen her on TV and movies, and you're currently seeing her on the Netflix original series, which has astounded everybody. I mean, this thing is hot. Orange is New Black. So everybody, welcome. She's been on before. She's been to Memphis. She's shared with my Pink Eagles, my nonprofit organization for girls. Tanya Wright is phenomenal. I promise you she is. So everybody, welcome to Loretta McNary Live Radio Show. The phenomenal Tanya Wright. Hi there, lady. Make sure everybody can hear you.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm awesome. I was thinking, when was the last time you were here? And I couldn't remember. How long ago has it been?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Far too long.
2009 sometime. I was shooting a film called
Butterfly
Rising.
Has it been that long? Because your book was out. Yeah, your book was out, and that's when we really got a chance to hear about your lovely Macarena, your puppy dog.
Yes.
So I don't know where to start with you. I know I want to start, you know, make sure we talk about Harrietta, because I'm just so proud of you. Congratulations personally on that again. Can we start there? Because I know everybody probably wants to talk about Orange is the New Black, but I want to talk about what you do outside of that.
Sure. Harriet is a all-natural hair care line that I started. I've been working on it really for like the last 5 years. And we just launched on HSN in May, just like a month and a half ago. And it's a hair care line geared for women with naturally textured hair. And it's made of these really great ingredients, kokum butter, which is a fruit from India, and marula oil, which is sort of nature's silicone. So I've been working with a chemist for like the last 5 years, and we finally got this great system. It's a simple soapless system. It's three products. It's a co-wash, which is a conditioner and hair wash, a curl cream, which moisturizes, defines, and shines the curl, and an oil blend. And I am so excited and delighted that people are loving the product. I'm over the moon. So the thing that's a little bit different about this hair care line is that not only do we do product, but we do the things on the inside of the woman, right? So I created this book called I Found God in My Hair, 98 Spiritual Principles I Learned from My Relationship with My Hair. And they're really the things that I learned, like patience, like resilience, like letting go. All those things I learned from my massive curly hair, and I've been able to apply to my everyday life.
Okay, because, you know, that I have a whole another boatload of questions when you said that, how the title of your book, first of all, it says so much, I found God in my hair. Did I get that right?
You got it
What's
right.
What's the name of it again? Oh, that was right. Because I'm like, that is a conversation starter. And so what are some of the things that you found out about yourself when you discovered, you know, I wanted to do this natural thing? Because you've been natural a while before. I think it was even, like, it's the coolest thing now that everybody's talking about. So tell me what is it, what's the difference that you're feeling now that you're wearing your hair natural, that you have this great product for it, as opposed to when you weren't natural?
Well, I guess about maybe 8 years ago, I just decided, I've had a battle with my hair for most of my life. It is big, it is massive, it's curly, and it's been sort of uncontrollable for most of my life. But for whatever reason, about 8 years ago, I decided that if I could get control over my hair, and my life was just sort of, I was traveling a lot and working a lot, and it was sort of out of control, I just decided if I can get control over my hair, that somehow I would be able to get control over my life. And I just sort of, that thought just sort of drew me into this world of hair. And I was realizing is that my hair was teaching me a lot about myself. It was teaching me a lot about life. You know, I had the kind of hair that you just can't, like, rake a comb through it real quick and think you're going to run out the door. You have to have some patience. So I developed patience as a result of my hair. I learned that shedding is a natural part of life. We shed hair every day. So sometimes we have to shed people or circumstances or things. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I really literally learned all of these things via my hair.
Oh, my goodness. See, I'm thinking, okay, you said just like you shed your hair, you have to shed people out of your life. And I think that's a tough lesson on both sides. Shedding hair, you know, we look at it as something negative, but how can new hair grow? Healthy hair grow if you keep the dead hair on. So again, in our relationships, how can new relationships grow and develop if we continue to hold on to dead relationships? So, and I never thought about those two like that before, and you just said that.
Yeah, and also, you know, every ancient culture in the history of the world talks about the correlation between spirituality and hair. You know, because your hair is actually sacred. And I wanted to create and develop a product that was worthy of your hair, you know. And so I feel like we've done that with Harriet, and I'm very, very proud of the products.
Yeah. So I know you did the crowdfunding because you did one of those platforms, and I thought that was just so ingenious to think about to do for a hair care line that. Wow, that was awesome. So, and then the cartoon. Is it? Did you call it a cartoon?
It's a
web
series.
Did you do something online? A web series, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't shot the web series yet, but there's a web series to Harriet. Yes, we're developing that now.
Oh, my goodness. So when you said yes to, I'm going to do the natural hair care products to help not only myself, but you see there's a huge problem with, you know, natural hair and it being dry and brittle and breaking and just not, people change their minds about it because they can't find really good products, because I'm one of those people. I couldn't find really good products to keep my hair from drying out. So that is, did that open up other opportunities for you to say, hey, I'm more creative, so let me start this web series, let me see what else I can do?
Right.
Those
yeah. Well,
are happening,
you know,
for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was for me a natural extension of the brand, to be honest. You know, and the thing about our hair care line is I have experienced dryness and breakage too. And certainly, if you're wearing your hair natural, and if you want it to grow and to be healthy, that moisture is a key component. You really have to keep your hair moisturized. And what I found with some of the other products is that I was putting moisture on my hair. But my hair was dry the next day. And the thing that I love about Harriet is that it'll keep your hair moist for up to 3 days. And right now, actually, we have a little promotion going on. So if you go to the Harriet.com site, you'll get free shipping. And that's our Independence Day gift to everybody. And so, yeah, we're excited about that. So between now and July 5th, if you go to Harriet.com, spelled like hair, HAIRIETTE.com, you'll get free shipping.
That is so beautiful. Because I like how it's like a, and I'm sure you can use them separately, but I like how you, your product line is inclusive of the top three things that we need. For, can people with chemically treated hair use these products as well? Before I go on to
I'm
my
sorry,
next line
what'd
of
you say?
Can people with chemically treated hair use these products as well?
Absolutely. This product line is a super hydrating line. So if your hair is curly, if it's kinky, or if it's coily, or if it's processed, or it's dry, or it's damaged, absolutely. This is hyper moisturizing. So it'll do your hair well.
And I guess what is that marula oil that locks in the moisture into your hair?
Yeah.
Is that what that's for? The nature's silicone.
Yeah, so silicone we know is not a good thing for the hair, but we love silicone, but because it gives your hair this incredible shine. So the marula oil is basically nature's silicone. It gives you the shine without the harmful effects of silicone. So it's a great, really soft, very luxurious oil, and it smells really, really great.
And for those of you who are tuning in either by your phone or online, if you want to see, because this is radio, so you can't really see pictures, I wish you could, but she has an amazing website, and you can go on my Facebook page or hers, and you can actually see her hair and her curls. I'm telling you, it is so healthy and shiny, even with, you know, unfiltered pictures, and that's what Tanya does. She just takes her pictures. That's what I love about her. If you see her pictures and you saw her on the streets of Manhattan or in L.A. somewhere, you wouldn't recognize her because she looks just like her pictures. There's no, you know, no filters on her pictures. So you can see her hair is actually
I wouldn't
very,
even
very
know
healthy.
How to do a filter if you know what I mean. I just take them and I post them. I mean, you know.
See, that's what I do too. I'm like, I just take this. Well, you look just like your pictures. I'm like, duh, I just probably took it 30 minutes ago. You know, I take my pictures every day. They're not doctored. They're not filtered. It is what it is. So so that's what I'm trying to, the point I'm trying to make is they can, you are your best advertising person because you use your product, right?
Every day.
So let's tell them that three-step again because I know some people are tuning in just right now and didn't hear the beginning of the show.
Sure. The three-step system in the Harriet's, it's a soapless system. So we're not going to get soap. We're not going to get any sulfates, no phthalates, no formaldehyde, no silicone, no mineral oils, no parabens, nothing of the stuff that your hair doesn't need, just the good stuff. So the first step is the co-wash. And for most people who are natural, they're very familiar with co-washing because it is completely latherless. And what it does is washes and conditions the hair. So it does two steps in one. The second step is the curl cream. And again, the curl cream moisturizes, shines, and defines your curls. But it depends what kind of curl you want. I do a lot of wash and goes. So I just wash it, put the curl cream, and run out the house. Or sometimes if I want a bigger curl, I'll wash it, put the curl cream in, and do twists. And let the twist set and dry and then take the twist out. And then, you know, my hair is, I've got a larger curl and it's actually bigger and fluffier. And the oil, you know, I use the oil all the time. I use the oil on the ends of my hair. I use the oil heated up for a hot oil treatment. Sometimes if I want an extra really, like, really silky with a lot of slip co-wash, I'll put a couple drops of the oil in the co-wash. I might do the same thing with the curl cream to seal it. So these products, the three products can be used together or they can be used interchangeably.
That is so awesome. I'm going to order some for myself, even though I'm not wearing my hair natural. You know, I'm not using, I have product on my hair. So I want to definitely try it because I'm finding that even though when I was doing the natural hair, it was dry, and sometimes my chemically treated hair gets dry after I wash it because, you know, I do a lot of stuff to my hair with the wigs and the weaves and stuff like that. It dries out my natural hair, so I'm definitely going to try it because of the moisturizing factor, and I think everybody needs moisture in their hair.
Everybody needs moisture, and the thing about the reason why moisture is so important is because a lot of people complain that sometimes their hair doesn't grow. It's not that your hair is not growing. It's just that the hair is breaking off at such a rapid rate because the hair doesn't have enough moisture in it. So if you keep your hair moisturized, you will be more prone to see growth, the growth that's already happening. You're just keeping the growth on your head as opposed to in the sink or down your drain or wherever, you know, it doesn't belong. We want the hair on our head.
Yeah. Okay, so
the
people are tweeting, and so I have a question. And this is a really good question. Thank you so much, Jarvis. Can men use your product? I think it's an awesome question.
Absolutely. I love that men are so interested in Harriet. I love, love, love. Yes, men can absolutely. Listen, they're the original naturals, right?
Yes.
So men can absolutely use the products. And, you know, any of them, all of them interchangeably, just like women do. I do have some men using it, and they really, really appreciate it. Ultimately, I'm going to make a line for men, but in the meantime, they can absolutely use the products.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Great question. I love that. Keep tweeting to me, and I'm looking at them on Facebook as well. So if you have questions that you want to ask Tanya, or you can call in, the phone number to call in is 347-539-5772, 347-539-5772. Talking to Tanya Wright. She is an amazing entrepreneur. New product line, Harriet. It is a natural, all-natural hair care system. I won't say product because it's a system, and you can use those three products together or individually and get the same great look that you want. But they're, you know, of course, they come together, they're better. And she's also, which we're getting ready to talk about, she has a phenomenal career as an actress. And I met her a few years ago when she came to Memphis doing her book signing, and then she came to talk to the girls about self-esteem and following your dreams. And they still remember that, by the way, Tanya. They still keep up with you. Some of their moms are friends of yours on Facebook page, and they just love you. So I had to make sure I told you that. So she's starring.
That's so wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, we still post a picture every once in a while. You know, remember we took pictures of you, tons of pictures of you with the girls. We still post those pictures to this day. Yeah, so they're still on Pink Eagle's Facebook page and on our website and stuff like that because it was just, they will always remember that, Brandy and all the girls who were there. So she's just so awesome. That's why I said she's phenomenal because not just as an actress or as an entrepreneur, but as a lady, as a woman. So speaking of acting, I know the True Blood that had gotten in your blood because you've been doing that show for a while, and you were, I can't remember, I know you were a deputy. I can't remember her name, that just flew away.
Kenya
Jones.
Yeah, Kenya Jones on True Blood, yes.
Yes, it was so awesome. I actually did see that, and I was like, look at her. It's so funny to meet somebody in person and then see them on the screen like that, and it's just so awesome for my girls, and it was for me too. So are you missing the whole family of True Blood?
No, I'm not really missing it. You know, True Blood was a time in my life. I lived in Los Angeles at that time. You know, you go through just periods in your life where, okay, it's right and good for me to be Los Angeles at this time and doing this. And then, you know, I mean, I started doing Orange is the New Black, really the final, I think it was the final two seasons of True Blood. So I was doing a lot of back and forth between Los Angeles, which is where True Blood shoots, and New York, which is where Orange is the New Black shoots. So I was sort of ready to stop with the traveling, and I think that we had a really good run on True Blood, and it was a good time.
Oh, it's okay. Now let's talk about your new role, because I know people who are fanatics about Orange is the New Black. I mean, they love, love, love that show, and I think it's almost a phenomenon because I don't think people really expected it. Maybe the people who wrote it and all those people did, but I just don't think the average people thought that it would be a huge hit since it was a Netflix deal. But let me tell you, you guys blew it out the water.
Yeah, well, we're very grateful. You know, we didn't know, none of us knew anything. You know, Netflix is really is a real trendsetter, and it's really paved the way, and I think a real complete disruptor in Hollywood, to be frank. They do a phenomenal job at seeking out and nurturing and supporting great talent. And Jenji Cohan with Orange is the New Black, and David Fincher and Kevin Spacey with House of Cards. So they were smart enough to, seek out, Hollywood's best and brightest and let them run. And so, there was no precedent because, Orange is the New Black is, House of Cards premiered right before Orange is the New Black, but House of Cards was really our lead-in. And I had no idea that it would be the phenomenon that it has become, and I think that we're all pleasantly surprised and extremely grateful. But it's really been something else.
Oh my goodness! And I usually try not to get into asking people about it because I know you guys can't really tell us anything other than what's already been shown. You know, like what to expect and what's going to happen here, what's going to happen there. So I kind of just leave that alone because I know you are not going to tell us anything like that, but I know the writing is just incredible because, what I've seen of it, and I love how it started, and I love it just evolved to me. I just, like I said, it caught me off guard with the success of it, but the acting and the talent is just, it's world class. It is world class.
Yeah. A lot of the actors on Orange is the New Black are New York-based theater actors. And, some of them, a lot of them, it's their first job. Some of us have been working for a while. And, certainly Kate Mulgrew plays Red and Laura Prepon and myself, But a lot of the actors, some of them, like I said, it's their first job. And it's, a lot of them also went to the best acting schools in the country or even the world, Juilliard, NYU. So these are really smart, bright, talented ladies, and it's a joy. I mean, I think that we're all even fans of each other's work. Everyone is such a phenomenal talent on the show. Writers, I mean, just all incredible.
Oh my goodness! So, what would you like to do next, because it seems like everything you've been on, it just really goes through the roof from even your early days with the Cosby and the Jamie Foxx show, Moesha. You have been doing this and doing it so well. So, and it's almost like you start out with new shows and then they just grow. So whoever has a new show, you want to definitely get Tanya in the middle of it because everything she touches is a part of just turns to gold. So how
right.
That
That's exactly what someone else said the other day. It's like you're a good luck charm. You're a good person to hire. Someone starting the show, hire Tanya. It's a really good chance it'll be very successful. I have nothing whatsoever to do with that. I just thank my lucky stars and my God. People tell me all the time, "Oh, you picked great projects." I've not picked one project in my life. Everything has come my way, and my job as an actor is to do the absolute best job that I can do, and fortunately, people see it, and then someone calls for another show. That my career has progressed that way, and that's what I would encourage. Anybody who wants to really do anything, particularly a career in the arts, there are no small parts. You take what you're given and you make the best and the most of it, and you do it gratefully and you do it joyfully and you do it with an open heart, and be on your way and continue to stay busy, continue to create. And another thing will come, and that's just how it works. It's a difficult industry, but I've been able to really create a good life for myself. I'm a very sort of grounded, simple person with a very complicated external life. But, for the most part, I have a very simple life, and I like it simple. And I probably like it simple because the external part can be complicated. So it works for me.
So what is it that keeps you so grounded, though, Tanya? You, You're so grounded and so humble, and you have this incredible life, you know, on paper, and you live this life every day, and how you were so open to, you know, to being my guest on my radio show, like, I guess it's been about 4 years ago. And then when you were here in Memphis, again, you just humbly accepted my invitation, not only to be on the TV show, but to come and speak to some girls who, you know, you were their first major actress. Well, after Maria Howe, you and Maria Howe have the same kind of spirits to me. You start things and you finish them and you do them so boldly and loudly and so awesome. And yet if somebody says, come speak to some girls, or you lend your hand to that every time.
Well, I mean, I enjoy doing it. I feel like I really enjoy doing it. And I like to do things with people who I feel are positive and have integrity and are doing positive things for our community. So it was, you know, it was something that I was happy to do, and you know, we'll continue to do. I do a lot of mentoring stuff with young women. I think that that's important. I think that they are our jewels, and they should be nurtured, and you know, whatever I can do to help to facilitate that, I will continue to do.
I'm still waiting on your book to become a movie. Did I miss it? Did somebody pick up your book and make it a movie yet?
The Butterfly Rising?
Like, yes.
Yeah, we actually made the movie. The movie is still making its rounds, you know, in the film festival circuit, if you can believe it. So, you know, it's still around. I can't really say much more than that right now, but it's still around.
Okay.
And it's been, you know, obviously renewed interest in that film as a result of Orange is the New Black. But I'm very, very
excited. I bet, because it's awesome. It is. I think I saw some of it, because you were so vividly descriptive in your book and telling me about it, because I remember how you said you found the truck for the movie. And was that, yeah, the truck that's in that movie. Wasn't it you telling me somebody at Walmart or something, you saw the truck?
Yeah, I saw the truck at Walmart, and I thought this truck would be great for the movie, and I tracked down the owner of the truck, and he very graciously let us use the truck for the movie. I mean, he was a very kind man. But, yeah, that's what happened.
Wow. We do have some callers. I'm only going to take one, and I hope this is the one that I want to take my protege in radio. People love you, Tanya, and, of course, you know that just by walking down the street or going in somewhere. But we do have some calls, and I only asked for 30 minutes. I can't remember how much time I kind of stole from you today, but I will honor that. But I do want to take one call, and we're coming to area code 618, prefix is 219. Hi, caller. Welcome to Loretta McNary Live, the radio show. Call. Okay, let me see. Maybe I don't have them on. Hi, caller. Are you there? 618-219.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, you're on air.
Hi. I'm sorry. I missed the speaker's name.
Tanya
Wright.
I
came kind of late. Say it again, please.
Tanya Wright.
Tanya Wright?
Yes.
Yeah, Tanya. Go ahead with your question.
Oh, Tanya Wright. Oh, I wanted to ask, what inspired you to do everything that you do? Because you do a lot, and a lot of it I'm interested in as well. So I just want to know what caused you to get started.
Well, I like creating. I'm a creative person. So, it starts from there. It starts from wanting to reach and touch people in a positive way. And, you know, the way that I know how to do that is to create things, to create stories, obviously with Harriet, to create products. So I make things. I'm a maker. I just make things all day long. And my job is to make them and connect with people who enjoy them and like them. And as an actor, in a way, it's the same thing. As an actor, I'm not necessarily writing the words. My job is to breathe life into the words and make it a full, well-rounded character that people can understand and relate to. You know, I play the role of Crystal Bursette on Orange is the New Black, and I'm the wife of a transgender inmate. So So I have a very complex life, and it gets more and more complex with season three with our son, Michael, who is really acting out and making life more complicated. So, you know, my job is to do that, is to make things and to connect with people. And I just want to make sure that I do all I'm supposed to do on the planet while I'm here. And so I guess that's the thing that motivates me. I don't want to leave this place without having done all that I could.
Well, that's wonderful. I just wanted to say that you are a big inspiration for me, because I one day hope to be on the big screen and have everyone watching me on TV as well. So I just want to say keep aspiring at what you're doing and keep letting people know of the good things and what it can take to do it, because this what you have said has really inspired me a lot.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. What's your name?
Era. Era.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, Tanya, Era is my radio show protege. We just launched her show, which is she's a teenager, so we created a show for teenagers, and it's called A New Era, ERA. Her name is AYRA, and she is natural. She has the most gorgeous natural hair, and she styles it in so many ways that, you know, I think that's another reason people don't want to do natural, because they feel like you can only wear it one way, which you also prove them wrong on that. So I would love to get that product in Era's hands so she can she can use it, because her hair is already naturally curly and beautiful and shiny, but I just feel like your products will really bring it out some more. And her mom, too. Her mom is natural like that.
Yeah, well, check it out. It's on the site, Harriet.com.
Yeah, we need to order it this weekend when we cannot have to pay for shipping. I'm definitely going to order some, because my mom is natural, too, has naturally curly hair, and I definitely want to get that product in her hands. So I will be, I promise you, I will be placing an order.
Okay.
So, somebody's saying something about Mama Laura, Nora's family. I don't know what this person is saying. Mama Flora's family.
Family, yes.
Okay. So you played in that as well, I take it.
I did. I played a character named Ernestine in Mama Flora's family, and I was Blair Underwood's wife in that series. Yes. Yeah. That was the last series that Alex Haley wrote right before he died. It also had Queen Latifah, Cicely Tyson, Hill Harper, a lot of people. We shot that in Atlanta.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so that came from Facebook. They just said Mama Flora's family on one of the posts, and I'm like, okay, let me just take a stab at that. Perhaps they're on target. They know what they're talking about. So see, that's something I didn't know, and I try to follow you and keep up with everything that you do, but I guess that's one of the shows that just slipped right through.
Uh-huh.
Slipped right through. So are you going, when will you launch your web series?
Well, we're still working on that, so it will probably be sometime next year. But in the meantime, Harriet.com is up and rearing to go. And we got all kinds of cool little videos there, some behind-the-scenes videos about hair and True Blood, and some of my cast members from True Blood talk about their relationship with their hair. And some of the guys even talk about it. So it's a lot of fun.
Oh, what an awesome conversation to have. I just see that going. It's so many areas that they can go into to have that conversation about, you know, being healthy, natural hair, whatever it is. And I like how your product is also for, you know, basically anybody's hair, whether it's chemically treated, color, damaged, healthy. These natural products really help any kind of hair. So have you already did the HSN?
Yes, I did HSN, and we're going to return again. I'm not quite sure the date, but the product is also available on hsn.com in addition to Harriet.com. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Where else? I know you know better than to say I want to see it everywhere, but where are the top three places where you'd like this product to be right now?
Well, I'm working on a lot of things right now, so I don't want to say,
but suffice it to say,
it will be out very widely, you know, in the world. I'm working on all that stuff now.
So you're just one day, you know, doing your normal thing, and all of a sudden, what was the inspiration other than your own hair and knowing that that's a huge problem for, I mean, just everybody, regardless of color and how much money they have and, you know, any ethnicity. So how did you get on that kind of train of thought to say, let me just create this?
Well, I live in Harlem, and a lot of women, particularly African-American women, are natural in Harlem. And I realized that, you know, it's a resurgence, it's a movement, and then I wanted to serve that audience and serve that movement. And I thought I had a unique voice. So, you know, I started with the book, I Found God in My Hair, 98 Spiritual Principles I Learned from My Relationship with My Hair, and the hair care line grew out of that. So, you know, women, natural women inspired me. The woman on YouTube inspired me. Just, you know, just the idea of feeling good and healthy about yourself is an inspiration to me.
That is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. So definitely your character on Orange is the New Black, I'm sure she's natural because you're natural. Is some of that shown as part of your character that she has natural hair? Or is it too above all of that? Because I know it is like in a prison kind of setting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we haven't really discussed that on the show. But, yeah, Crystal Dorsett is natural and Tanya is natural. So it works out.
That's awesome. So what's next? Are you working on something else that you can't tell us about? Yay, probably, I'm sure.
Well, actually, I have my hands full between the hair care line and the book and a lot of the touring and shooting Orange is the New Black. We're already starting to shoot season 4. So between now and November, it'll be a little intense and crazy. But, you know,
I guess
that's the way I like
it. Yeah. So where can we find your book? I Found God in My Hair, 98 Spiritual Principles I Learned from My Relationship with My Hair. Where can we find the book?
You can find absolutely everything, the book, the hair care products, the videos about True Blood on Harriet.com, spelled H-A-I-R-I-E-T-T-E, like hair, Harriet. You can also find the book on Amazon.com. But if you buy the book on Harriet.com, I'm able to autograph it for you. So, you know, it's great. So I'm really happy about it.
Yeah, I definitely want to order mine from Harriet.com because I want to get my book autographed. And we can also order your hair care line there as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you got free shipping between now and Sunday.
And Harriet is spelled H-A, just like hair, and then what?
I-E-T-T-E, H-A-I-R-I-E-T-T-E .com.
Yeah, because if you put it in without putting the extra I, which I did when I was first talking to her when we scheduled this interview, I couldn't pull her up like that. And I was like, oh, what am I doing wrong? But it's Harriet. So it has two eyes in it. So make sure you do that so that you can find her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, and even in our conversation without me even asking, I was like, can you say something to inspire? You just automatically, it just comes out. You want to inspire people to live life and to discover who they are and to pursue things. You already talked about that. And that's just who you are. But I do have a couple of minutes I want you to just talk about that because you have followed your dream. Like you said, you, unlike a lot of actresses, have had things come into you because of the way you live your life and the way you do every project that you've ever been involved in. So, of course, they're going to come to you. But for somebody who doesn't have that kind of forte yet, what do you say to them?
Well, I think if you want to be successful in life, you have to work hard. You know, there are no shortcuts around that. So, you know, working hard is integral to anyone's success, no matter what you're doing. Being disciplined is very important. Sometimes oftentimes, quite frankly, I have to do things that I don't really feel like doing. It's not really about what I feel like doing. It's really about what must be done. So, you know, and sacrifice, you know, in order to do the things that you want to do, it's, you do have to be willing to sacrifice some things that don't serve your goal. And so, you know, it's those things are not easy. So, but those things, like I said, are essential. They're essential.
Yeah, I think what is very essential and what gets people off sometimes is they only want to see the good part. They see the glamour. They see you taking pictures on the red carpet. They see you being in this show and that show. And then when you look at your product line, it's first class. It's world class. Your labeling is awesome. So people don't always put out their best effort or their best foot forward when they're doing things. They want to skimp because it's difficult. You took the path that is really difficult by doing excellence in everything you do. It's easy to skimp on stuff and to say, I don't want to. I'm going to just do enough to get by. But you get seen and heard because of the way that you do everything with excellence, Tanya. So I'm glad that you're telling people that it is about sacrificing. And sometimes there is a struggle. The struggle is sometimes I want to do this, but I need to do this. So you got to do what you need to do to get where you're trying to go.
Right. And, you know, I've certainly had my rice and bean days, you know. And
amen.
That's real.
Me
and
too.
That's a real part of the journey.
Yeah.
It's as much a part of the journey as, you know, reaching the mountaintop and saying, hey, I did it. I achieved the goal that I set out to achieve. But, you know, there are lean and mean times in between. And, you know, that's where you build your character. That's where you build your muscle. That's where you get strong. And that's where you see what you're made of. And if you have to make some changes in your character, in your integrity, and you know, it's a good time to do it then too.
Beautiful. Well, our time's up. I wanted to honor my 30 minutes. I did take a little liberty and went a little longer than that. But everybody, I just got to tell you, Tanya Wright is the real deal. And you will see and hear more about her. But why don't you get in on the ground floor with this Harriet product line that she has. Go to Harriet, HARIETTE.com and order her products, buy her books, and let's support her because she does this for everybody else. She supports everybody else. So, Tanya, thank you so much for being my guest. Awesome as usual. You know I always follow you. I'm one of your biggest fans. Can't wait to see you again in person. But you got my number. If you ever need anything, just give me a call.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank everybody for listening to Loretta McNary Live, the radio show. As always, think positive, dream big dreams, help someone along the way, and I will see you very soon on the radio. Bye-bye, everybody.